ABC Radio Australia.
To Vanuatu once again, where the government is opening the doors to its young people after the much-anticipated National Youth Authority Bill passed through Parliament. The new legislation, hailed as a first in the Pacific, will see the establishment of a youth-led government advisory body that will have more control over youth development services across the country. Our reporter Bindi Bryce has been taking a look at the details of the new package. So, Bindi, what exactly does this new youth bill mean for Vanuatu?
Hey Richard, so the Vanuatu National Council of Youth have been really pushing for this historic bill since 2014, but it's often been held back by changes in government and votes of no confidence and other pressing issues. And they're finally celebrating as the bill was passed quite unanimously. It was supported by both sides of politics, and it basically has allowed for the creation of a national youth authority that will be monitoring and assisting with government projects that have a focus on youth development, which is the first of its kind in the Pacific.
So what kind of powers will this new National Youth Authority actually have?
So, firstly, the Vanuatu National Youth Authority will be given a lot of control over the country's youth workers and service providers. With this bill, they will all be required to register with this new youth authority so they can all be under one umbrella and they will be able to coordinate all those kinds of programs. And they will also be working much more closely with the government and the Ministry of Youth and Sport. I spoke with Joe Carlo, who's the principal administrator at the Vanuatu National Youth Council, who helped draft this bill. He says their main role is to oversee and directly advise the government on those youth development programs and also to make sure that they're working as effectively as they can be. Let's hear what he had to say.
This is a great development for us in Vanuatu and in the Pacific region to give us a message that the young people, the government should take ownership of the youth programs, because it cannot be left alone to the NGOs. We wanted to make sure that we have something in place to assist the young people and also to regulate a lot of work that's happened here. There's a lot of fragmentation. The authority, we can start partnering with the different organizations and locating where they're at and then knowing what they're doing.
Joe Carlo there, and he also told me that the National Youth Authority would like to take on a bit of a watchdog role as well, and they will be taking it upon themselves to call out the government when they feel that maybe they could be doing more to support youth development.
So if we take a look at the issues that young people in Vanuatu actually care about, how might this bill help?
Well, there's a lot of issues affecting young people in Vanuatu, and some of those include things like employment, education opportunities. The National Youth Council have been very involved in organising training over the past few years for young Vanuatu people around things like money management, building a business, and also farming and agriculture. And it's hoped that this bill will also go a long way to addressing a problem in Vanuatu that's pretty widespread across the Pacific, and that is the lack of young people in politics. Most of Vanuatu's leaders are quite old, and Joe Carlo from the Youth Council is hoping that it will encourage both young boys and girls to seriously think about a career in Vanuatu politics.
In the future, we will be able to trace the pathway that each young people are taking from, you know, having leadership in the local level to the province and then up to the national. So, and we want to ensure as well that young girls participate, creating that environment where we can discover, you know, young female politicians. Yeah, I think it's something that is lacking in Vanuatu for some time. Like, there's no more female MPs, so young girls from any age starting to think about going into politics or run for their own presidency in their own area.